are live and living color. We're right here on XM 169, The Power. You're coming at a wonderful time because this is a holiday weekend where we came to give thanks. We're giving Thanksgiving. We're thankful for each and every opportunity to be on the radio. And we're glad that you're listening from coast to coast, border to border, across America. I'm thankful that you're listening. I'm thankful for your emails. I'm thankful for your calls. Thankful for your notes. And I'm glad you're enjoying the show. And I'm so glad you're enjoying the guests we've been bringing. Well, you know, I do every time before every show, I take a moment to give God glory. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have to be alive, not just to be on the radio, not just to be able to make a living doing what I do, but thankful for everything that God has given me, and I'm grateful. And as I tell you every week, you don't have to believe like I do, but you know I'm going to give God glory because I know what side my bread is buttered on. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on the radio one more time. I'm excited. Hope you had a great holiday weekend and that you ate lots of turkey on Thanksgiving and had a great time. And maybe you went out shopping, whatever it is, or whatever you did. I hope it was all well. Now, you know, I bring you the best and the brightest every single weekend, and today is no exception. I am excited that I get an opportunity to bring one of my friends from the National Speakers Association. He is one of the top speakers, consultants, and great minds in America. I remember when I first joined the National Speakers Association, I went to the first convention I ever went to. It was in Orlando, Florida, and I went to one of the sessions, and there were people lined up outside of the door. They couldn't get all the people in, and people were almost fighting to get in. And I said, "What's going on?" They say, "Alan Weiss is speaking today." I said, "Okay, who's Alan Weiss?" And they explained to me that he was the consultant of consultants. He was the speaker of speakers. He was the thinker of thinkers in this organization. So we began our friendship that day. And since that time, some 15 years later, we are both in the National Speakers Association Speaker Hall of Fame. He has written incredible best-selling books. We're going to talk about the books in a short while. He's got lots of books. There's so many. I start down them. I'll do the whole aisle talking about the books. And he is one of the great just one great guy who I really enjoy having time with. We got my friend on. Alan Weiss, are you there? Alan, are you there? Hold on. Alan, are you there?
Willie.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I just want to keep listening to you, Willie. I want to give my thanks for being able to be here with one of the classiest guys in the country. It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Alan. Well, we're glad to have you, and we thank you. We got a couple minutes left in this segment, but then we're going to really jump into the meat. But why don't you tell a little bit about who Alan Weiss is and where you came from in the next couple minutes?
Well, I grew up in Union City, New Jersey, the most densely populated city in the country, inner city. Grew up poor on the streets, except none of us knew that because we were all poor. So
right.
We were all the same.
Right.
And, you know, went to public schools back when you went to public schools and they were fine schools, and forged my career in consulting just through luck. I got picked up by a search firm. In 1985, I got fired, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I launched my own business, never looked back. And now I make seven figures and well into working from my home about 20 hours a week, travel when I want, get to meet and learn from great people like yourself. And, you know, I'm constantly surprised at how stupid I was 2 weeks ago.
I love when you have such self-deprecating humor, but you're one of the great thinkers in the world. And you have been approached and used and employed by groups as Merck, Hewlett Packard, GE, Mercedes-Benz. You've worked with all of the top agencies, and they call you the consultant of consultants. And you're right. You've got fired, and you turned that setback into a comeback, and now able to make millions of dollars every year speaking and consulting. But what is it that you share with people? How is it that you help people to understand that wealth is within our grasp?
Well, for my corporate clients, and it's the same as my individual coaching clients, I have a worldwide mentor program, and the fact is it's all about self-esteem and common sense. And so you have to believe in your own self-worth, And you have to apply common sense. You don't look for intricate models. You don't look for fads. You don't look for some guru who's telling you something through the mail. You know, I'll tell you something, Willie. When I take skiing lessons, I want the instructor up on the mountain ahead of me, and I want to ski down watching his rear end in front of me. I don't want some guy in the chalet with a glass of brandy telling me what I should do the next day.
Ain't that the truth?
And all of us should listen to people who have been there and done that. So you find somebody who's done what you want to do. You know, I've written books. I can tell you how to write books. I've consulted with the best and the brightest. I can tell you how to do that. I've coached. I can tell you how to do that. You and I are both speakers. But I'm not telling somebody about nutrition because I think the perfect food is a cheeseburger. So, you know, you find people who can do what you want to do.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Well, we got a lot of stuff that we got to share with you folks. And I want y'all to stay tuned. I want you to tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, turn on your radio. Turn on the radio. You're listening to Willie Jolly and his Wealthy Ways Network show here on XM 169 The Power. I got my friend Alan Weiss, the consultant to consultants. We're going to talk about how to get through this tough time and how to create wealth even in down economies. So stay tuned and remember, the best is yet to come. As you believe, so shall you achieve, and you got to believe that it's possible, even in tough times. I'm telling you, you got to believe and not buy into the negative. You got to believe and not buy into the sheep mentality, as I say. Everybody lining up, throwing in the towel, and giving up before they even give it a shot. No, it's tough times, but tough times don't last. Tough people do. I've got my friend Alan Weiss. He's the consultant to consultants. He is a author extraordinaire, speaker. He's a part of the National Speakers Association Speaker Hall of Fame, and I'm honored that I'm also in the group of speakers who've done fairly well around the world, who've got some input. He's the author of the book Million Dollar Consulting, and he has a new book, The Million Dollar Consulting Toolbox, as well as a number of other activities I want him to tell you about. He has a mentoring program that's global. He has programs on speaking, and I'm going to let Alan tell us a little bit about some of your products, and then we're going to talk about how to become wealthy in America.
Well, I believe you create a lot of different ways for people to work with you and learn from you, and so I can learn as well. So I do the Million Dollar Consulting College for people who want to move into seven figures. I have something called 6 to 7, which moves people from 6 figures to 7. And then I do something called 0 to 300, which gets people started in consulting or professional services and rockets them very quickly to the $300,000 level. My newest book is called The Global Consultant, and my mentor program has been in place since 1996. And it's individualized work by phone and by email, and it helps people get to those accomplishments that they really are stuck on. If they want to write a book, if they want to move into a new market, if they want to change their lives to become an entrepreneur, that's what I help people to do.
And where can they find you, and where the information for all your books as well as your services?
Two great places. My website is summitconsulting.com, S-U-M-M-I-T, consulting.com. And there's a very, very active blog called contrarianconsulting.com. And on there, you'll find audio and video and podcasts and print and all kinds of things, people commenting, contrarianconsulting.com. People are debating things 24/7 on there.
Let me take a moment, folks, to tell you why it's contrarian consulting, because Alan is the king of contrarians. If everybody else is going left, he's going to go right. And if everybody else is going right, he's going to go left. And he's been very successful going against the crowd. He does not believe in the sheep mentality either, that everybody else lines up. If he sees everybody else lining up in that line like sheep, he's not going to get in that line. And that is part of the reason why he has been able to consistently create seven-figure incomes and help others to create million-dollar incomes by teaching them the principles and practices that will help you. Now, Alan, we're in a tough economic time, and you've been doing some teleseminars and consulting to help people through these tough times. And I want to ask you, what are you telling folks to do through these tough times to get them through the tough economic downturn?
Well, let me cover a couple of fundamentals, and then you can stop me wherever you like.
All right.
The first thing is that there's something called the 1% solution, Tools for Change, which is a trademark I have, and it says that if you improve by 1% a day in 70 days, you're twice as good. And so this isn't about some kind of humongous and dramatic improvement in 24 hours, but if you just improve by 1% a day, which isn't too much, you double your abilities in 70 days. Not enough of my clients do that. Not enough people do that. So you have to keep that in mind as the fundamental. Now, the next thing is something that's going to shock a lot of people, but in this economy, in this rather dismal economy and chaotic economy, but in all times as well, the key thing you need are support structures. That is, you need family, friends, colleagues. You need to patch up personal relationships or abandon those that aren't working. But a key to getting through chaotic times is to make sure that your relationships are good and that you patch up the bad ones or abandon ones that are giving you problems, because you need that kind of support system. There are two major causes of stress. One is the belief, the feeling, the perception that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And the second is the belief and perception that you can't influence it anyway. That's a real feeling of helplessness. And so you have to avoid helplessness by understanding there are a lot of things in your life you can control, and it starts with those relationships. I mean, if you look at the financial experts, none of them knew what to do, and they still don't know what to do about the markets. That's not something you should be worrying about. What you should be worrying about is what you can control. Influence what you can. Don't worry about the rest. And just as an example, you know, even today, as you and I are speaking, the U.S. economy is 3 to 5 times larger than the second biggest, which is Japan. It's a $14 trillion economy. And so there are people having great years. I just had my best year ever. There's a lot we can do if we control the things we can control and stop worrying about the things we can't control.
Now, you are helping people to do that. What do you tell people when they do this 1% solution? What do you tell them that they can do to get better daily?
Well, for example, you got to get your life into a routine.
Mm.
Lack of sleep, Willie, causes the brain to overreact to bad experiences. And so you are much more likely to knee-jerk and to make worse decisions if you're not well-rested, especially when you have pressurized and bad times. Organization creates a sense of control. And so you need to be methodical in your personal life, in your business life, and then you need to streamline your life. So first you get control of your time and your rest, and then you have to make sure that you eliminate things that are causing your life not to be streamlined. For example, I've given up seats on a couple of boards that are just dragging me down. You need to hang out with people who see themselves as victors and not victims.
Amen. Say that one more time. You got to say that one more time.
You need to hang out with people who see themselves as victors and not victims. The last thing you want is commiseration from those sheep you're talking about, the bah crowd,
yep,
who says, don't worry, you know, it's the economy, it's them, it's the government, it's Bill Gates, you can't help yourself. That's a lot of bull. We can all help ourselves. You got to stay away from those people because they're downers. So the final thing here, and this sort of foundation, is you got to make priority lists that really allow you to invest your time and energy in the way you should. One more thing here, Willie.
Yes.
Wealth is about discretionary time. It's not about money. Money's just fuel for our lives. But wealth means that you have discretionary time. So that if you want to play your kid, you want to see your kids play soccer, you want to take a walk with the dogs, or you want to apply yourself to a client or a project, you can do that. But the key is, a lot of people are driving so hard to make money that they're eroding their wealth, which is their discretionary time. You got to keep your eye on the real goal here.
I love that, because, you know, I ask often, you answered a question before I could even ask it, what's your definition of wealth? Because many people, as you said, are sacrificing their marriages, relationships for making money. Now, we all want to make more money, but at what cost? And what do you put on the altar of success? Is it your relationship with your wife that you're working so, and your family that you're working so hard that you can't have time with them? And I love the fact that you always, every time I see you with your bride. How many years y'all been married now?
We are married 40 years.
Wow, 40 years.
Yep.
And you've been able to make money as well as be successful and stay married.
Right, and she's seen my act 400,000 times, so I can still make her laugh. Can you imagine that?
Now, Alan, you have become one of the great minds of about wealth building, and you've done very well in many circles, not just in speaking, but in consulting and writing books, and also in the seminar series, as well as just to people who want to tap your brain. And we always want to help people to find some, you've given some simple secrets to starting to build wealth, but understanding, folks, that first, wealth is about having control over your discretionary time, and not just the money, is what the money can do for you and give you the lifestyle over time that you can have. But also, Alan, you've been able to give them simple strategies to start to create wealthy ways in their life. What are some of the things you do personally to create wealthy ways?
Well, I think in no particular order, Willie. The first is that you have to understand what your value is.
Uh-huh.
And too many people don't understand what their value is. They don't have a strong sense of self-worth. Now, there's a difference between efficacy, which is how well you do something, and self-worth, which is how you feel about yourself. So, in other words, you could have high efficacy, you could do things well, but still not feel good about yourself. There are other people who have low efficacy. For example, I can't play the piano, but I still feel good about myself. Now, the difference here is, if you walk out of a situation, whether it's a sales call or an interaction with the boss or whatever it is, and it hasn't gone well with you, for you, if you have a strong sense of self-worth, you're resilient. And you say, okay, I'm going to do better next time. I'm going to go learn something that will help me do better next time because I don't want this to happen again. But if you have low self-worth, you walk out of that same meeting, that same interaction, you say, oh, God, I'm a failure. What's wrong with me? I'm not as good as other people. And that's a huge world of difference. And so the very first thing is you have to understand what your value is. We all have great value. You have to be able to articulate it. You have to be able to feel good about yourself. Makes sense, doesn't it?
And look, you know, it's so critically important. I think you hit it right on. As you see yourself is how you will perform. And you won't let things get you down with a high self-esteem. You don't let little things wipe you out. But those who have a lower self-esteem have lower self-worth, so lower self-value in their own minds. Somebody can say anything about them, and it messes up their day and impacts their income.
Well, that's right.
Yes.
Let me give you an example. I was in Florida at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. I go there a couple times a year. It's a great place, great property. And I was hosting a graduate school for the $1 million consulting college. So I had 12 consultants there. And the hotel had agreed to give us some actual hotel problems to work on as a laboratory with these 12 consultants. And so the three senior managers come in to brief us on what their problems are from the Ritz-Carlton. And one of them starts by saying, well, listen, before I go any further, we're talking about the hospitality business, and we're talking about hotels in Florida. He says, what kind of experience do you folks have in that area? And I said immediately, listen, you have 12 world-class consultants here. It's unusual to have them in one room together, and you're going to have such a high impact here on your issues, you're not going to believe what happens at the end of this day. And he says to me, good enough for me, let's go ahead. When they leave the room, one of the women turns around and said, you know, Alan, when you said there were 12 world-class consultants here, I had to look around to see who you were talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 That's a great thought. Folks, we got more for you. Stay tuned because I've got Alan Weiss on the line with me. And this is Willie Jolly on XM 169, The Power. The best is yet to come. The sky is the limit. Faith can take you as far as you want to go. Put your heart in it. The power is yours. It's time to let it show. Folks, You're listening to Willie Jolly on XM 169, The Power. And I'm excited that you are going to take the power and be empowered to live your dreams, to live life to the fullest, even in tough economies. I'm encouraging you to get a mindset, get some information, and grow your thinking that you're able to overcome all the barrage of negative information that you're hearing about Circuit City going bankrupt and linens and things going out of business. And it is tough times. People losing their homes. It's tough. But we have to come back strong. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I'm encouraging you to get the information you're listening on this show. Clue into the people I bring on for you. I try and bring the best and the brightest, not only in America, but around the world. And these people, some of them live in America, but they are considered the best and the brightest globally. And one of them I've got today, he's my friend, Alan Weiss. He's the author of the new book, The Global Consultant. I mean, this guy has written, I think, 25 books or so. I mean, he is incredible. He's prolific at that, as well as the fact he helps people become millionaires. And I think that's incredible. So you want to tap into him. He's at summitconsulting.com. S-U-M-M-I-T consulting.com or the contrarianallen.com?
Contrarianconsulting.com.
Contrarianconsulting.com. Get his books. You can get them at Amazon. You can get them on his website. And he has free blogs, free reports. I'm telling you, you can stay on his website for the rest of the holiday weekend and still have lots of information left to gather. And he's giving it to you free because he wants to help people become wealthy in America and around the world. And I want you to tap into that because, you know, that's what we're about here, helping people become wealthy. And Nachi, as I love what you said, don't become the victims, become the victors. So, Alan, let's talk a little more about wealth building and some of the strategies you share with clients, as well as some of the things you can tell people to do as we go through this tough economic time.
You know, in the marketplace, no matter what kind of business you're in, there are three basic considerations if you really want to build a business rapidly. And one of those is market need. And so there has to be a market need you're addressing. Now, the good news is it could be a pre-existing need, something that's existed for a long, long time and always will, or it could be a need you create. I mean, look at what e-commerce has done. Or it could be a need you anticipate. And so you might anticipate, oh, I don't know, working with virtual teams around the world, people who never see each other but still need to be motivated and need to have teamwork and team building and all this kind of stuff. And so you've got pre-existing need, you've got need you create, you've got need you anticipate. The second factor is you have to have the competence to meet those needs. And so you have to develop the skills and abilities and experiences to meet those needs. I don't believe in uniqueness. I mean, if everybody's unique, then nobody's unique. What I believe, though, is you've got to be good. And so you've got to be good and competent to meet those needs. And the third thing is passion. You've got to be in love with what you're doing. People ask me all the time, you know, how do I make $1 million? Well, you don't find a way to make money and grow to love it. What you do is you find out what you love and you try to make money doing that. Now, I'll tell you something, Willie. If you have market need and passion without competence, somebody else is going to beat you to that punch. If you have competence and passion but no market need, you got a story nobody wants to hear. And you and I both know speakers who have a message nobody wants to hear.
Right.
And then if you've got market need and competence but no passion, you've got a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
And so you need all three components. And where those three components cross, where all those roads meet in confluence, is where you have your brand. And when you have a brand, when people recognize you as the go-to person, that turns everything topsy-turvy. Because instead of trying to bat down a door and tell you people how good you are, now people are coming to you and say, I hear you good, how do we work together? And that's when fee doesn't matter, and that's when terms don't matter, and that's when you get to write your own ticket.
I love it. That's exactly right. Folks, I hope you got that, that there is a place where when your need, your competence, and your reputation or your brand with the little space of that you own, little space of real estate you own in somebody's mind, where they meet, you start to be in a position where you become and not just somebody who's pushing your services on somebody, but they're trying to get you and they will pay your fee, whatever it is. We got a lot of truckers and you become excellent and get a reputation for being on time, getting there early, or being able to deliver even through tough times. We got entrepreneurs who are trying to start companies and building businesses. We've got a lot of network marketing people who listen to this show and you want to be able to stand out from your competitors and be the one that the people know as a go-to person. And also we've got a lot of high-tech people who love XM and the satellite technologies, or doctors and dentists and lawyers. But even then, growing your brand in the marketplace, and Alan, I think, just gave a great scenario how to do that. You've got to understand that there's need, that you become confident in your abilities to meet the need, and then find the passion to be excited about sharing your need with the marketplace and creating a brand. When that intersects, there's lots of profit that will follow. Am I right about it, Alan?
You're right about that. You know, I mean, logic makes people think, Willie, but emotion makes them act. And so what happens is, you know, these vast intellectual arguments. I mean, the last thing in the world I ever want to hear is an elevator speech.
Right.
I hate the whole phrase.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody sells anything in an elevator. If they tried to sell me, I'd push the stop button. You know, I'd get off on the wrong floor. And so you've got to tag into people's emotional need. And even in corporations, there's an emotional need behind the business need. And so if you walk into any good car dealership, the car salesperson isn't going to tell you about steel-belted radials or engine displacement. Salesperson is going to throw you the key, say, sit in the car. And when you sit in the car, they're going to say, you know, you look really cool.
Right.
Right? And yep. And the person, well, you know, according to Consumer Reports, the resale value, he said, I look cool? Said, you look very cool. In fact, they got a model around the corner, costs even more, but you look even cooler. And that's how you get people attracted. You have to tag in to their emotional content because that's what makes them act.
So when you, let me take a – so the average business person, they want to sell a product. They want to build their business. But they're not quite sure how to focus on the selling process, particularly how to focus on the benefit or the emotional response that they can generate versus the features that it has. What do you tell your clients?
Okay, two things here. First is you have to look at three issues, and then I'm going to tell you something else about the buyer. The first thing is that you need to look at what value you're providing.
Right.
Okay? So what's the value? And then you have to look at who can write a check for it. Not who can recommend it. Who can write a check for it? And then the only third question you're going to ask is, how do I reach them and how do I enable them to reach me? Now, the second thing I wanted to say is, if you're looking at that first aspect, the value, you always work backwards. It's counterintuitive, but you work backwards. And what you say is, how is the client or customer going to be improved after I walk away or after they walk away? And you start with that better condition and then work backwards. What you don't start is with some feature or benefit or gizmo or tangible thing or something you got and say, okay, now what can I do with this? You start with an improved client condition based on your value, work backwards. That will tag into the emotional content every time.
Wow. That is powerful, folks. If you can start with the end in mind and say, how do they, are they better because of what I've delivered? That's a great way to come up with your value proposition. Is that, do you call it that value perspective or value denominator? What do you call it?
I call it the value proposition.
Right.
And then you find the person who can write a check for it. That's your buyer or customer.
Yes.
And then you only determine this. How do I reach them or how do they reach me? But you're not interested in middle people. You're not interested in middlemen, you know? You want to reach that buyer directly. I mean, that's why as a speaker, I don't work with bureaus because basically they're middle people. I want to work with the buyer and the organization who's hiring speakers, not a meeting planner. Whose meeting is it? That's the person I want to work with.
I love that. And that's right to the point, and that gets you right to the where the meat, and that's where the action is. Isn't that where the action is?
If you're going to use your best moves, man, it better be with somebody who can appreciate them.
Now, people are really despondent. They're giving up. They're throwing in the towel because it's a down economy. But you've already said this has been your best year ever. What did you do different?
Well, let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, I know a lot of people for whom it's the best year ever. I mean, if you look around, there are people out watching sporting events. There are people going out to eat. There's no runs on the banks. I mean, there are some people doing very well. There are some industries doing really great. You know, pet care, do-it-yourself, home-based business, recreation, self-help for entrepreneurs, counseling, and so on. And then there are even businesses in bad industries who are doing better than others. And so what you have to say is, you know, they ask Willie Sutton why he robbed banks. And he said, that's where the money is.
Right.
And so you have to go after the companies where the money is. So you're not going to go after remedial work. You're going to go after the best and the brightest because they still have money and they appreciate help. And then what you're going to do is you're going to focus on that value I talked about and not be led into some kind of doomsday scenario where you're helping people survive. This is all about thriving, not surviving. And so you've got to focus on the normal value you provide and why it's needed now more than ever, because all of these companies, all these people, all these organizations have to be primed and ready because this economy will bounce back. It eventually will. Whether that's 6 months or 6 years, it's coming back, and some people are going to be primed better than others. You have to help them do that.
You have to put yourself in a position to do that. You know, my friend Dave Yoho Sr. was on with me not long ago, and he said he's seen a lot of recessions over the years, and they're always followed by a good economy. You just got to be prepared to put yourself in a position that when it comes, that you're sitting in a position of power to take full advantage of every opportunity that comes your way. Folks, I'm excited because we are learning some things here that will impact you, not just today, not just tomorrow, but for years to come. So you tell everybody. I know we've got a couple people who've already called and said, we want to know when this is replayed. It's replayed tomorrow morning, Sunday morning at 7 to 9, so that you can tell everybody to turn it on and you can get very adept to it. My friend Alan Weiss, and you're listening to Willie Jolly on XM 169, The Power. The best is yet to come. If you believe within your heart, you know. Well, we're back, and you're listening to music from Willie Jolly's new product called Money Making Music and Motivation. It's available on my website at williejolly.com, available at all of the download spots around the world. I'm very thankful to say it's one of the top downloaded music projects in the country, and I'm very thankful. You can go to my website and get free samples of it. Go to williejolly.com or just wjspeaks.com. And also, you can get my books now in digital form right on my website. You can download. It only takes a minute to change your life, or a setback is a setup for a comeback. So go to williejolly.com or wjspeaks.com. And I've got my friend Alan Weiss on the line. Alan Weiss is the consultant of consultants. He has written numerous books. He is an expert speaker and thinker and consultant. He is the author of the internationally best-selling book, Million Dollar Consulting, as well as Million Dollar Speaking. I got a lot of friends who I've recommended that book to who transformed their business by reading his books, going to his seminars. He has a mentoring course. I'm going to let Alan tell you a little bit about what he has so you'll know and you can take full advantage of whatever he has to offer. Alan, tell him a few things, and then we'll do this last segment, tell people how to become wealthy.
Well, I guess what I'd like to talk about just briefly is the fact that since 1996, I've had a mentor program since Million Dollar Consulting came out in 92. I started this in 96, and over the past 12 years, there have been about 750 people through it around the world. It's 6 months of work together, although a lot of people re-up, and they join me again and again. And somebody did a conservative estimate. And by conservative, I mean they did an estimate and cut it in half. And they found out that I had improved members' revenues by $660 million.
Wow.
That's a pleasure for me because I get to work with people globally. There are free mentor summits every 8 months. The last one was in the Bahamas. Next one's in Vegas. There's a free monthly newsletter. There's a free chat room, which you only get in as a member of the mentor program, where people 24/7 are discussing ethics and fees and marketing and all kinds of things that relate to their businesses. It's a worldwide community. It's very, very powerful, and I'm very proud of it. So you can find it on my website. Just click on Mentor Program, and I'd really be happy to work with anybody who listens to your show, Willie, because you are the man.
Well, I'm very thankful. We got some great listeners, and I want to thank all of you for sending your emails and all your notes who say how much this impacts and improved your life. And, you know, it's a very interesting that we don't do a lot of phone calls because of the fact that we've got so much information to give people. We want them to get it, and we get emails from people saying, I had to pull over to the side of the road and take notes during your show. And I'm sure they're doing that today because we've already had a couple people who've called and said, when is this replayed? They like what they're hearing. So for everybody, you know that you're listening to Alan Weiss. He's the president, CEO, and director of Summit Consulting Group. I want you to go to his website and get his books and tapes. Now, Alan, we got about, about 7-8 minutes left in the segment and in the show today. I want you to tell us some just bullet points, things we can do to get wealthy, things they can do today to get going. You've given us such good information thus far. What other things can you point to people to really take full advantage of the potential and possibilities that lie within them?
Well, if you take the things we've talked about already, you know, realizing your self-worth and having value and finding people who can use it, what you have to do is blow your own horn. If you don't blow your own horn, there is no music.
Say that, you know, one more time. I love it.
If you don't blow your own horn, there is no music. And I'm not talking about bragging or boasting. I'm just talking about making your value manifest. You know, confidence is the honest-to-God belief that you can help other people learn. Arrogance is the honest-to-God belief you have nothing left to learn yourself. It's a thin line, but I advise people to walk right up to that line because you've got to feel strongly you can help other people. I tell people in sales all the time, stop thinking that you're looking for a sale or a number or a quota. You're there to help people get better. You're there to help people improve. And if they don't choose what you've got, that's their problem. You move on to somebody who appreciates you more.
Wow.
So you got to blow your own horn. Second thing is you've got to constantly reinvent yourself. There are too many people who are getting better and better at what they were doing 15 years ago. I've never believed in 8 years of experience or 12 years of experience when it's just 1 year that's repeated time and time again. Conditions change. The economy changes. Society changes. Technology changes. You have to reinvent yourself. I mean, do you know that 75% of what I've made in 2008, my best year ever, well into seven figures, 75% of it came from things I wasn't doing 3 years ago. And so you have to stay on top of developments and constantly ask yourself. I mean, Willie asked me to be on this show because of the most successful teleconference ever ran, which is it's called How to Accelerate Business in a Dismal Economy. And it's still available if somebody would like to buy the download. But I thought of that sitting in an airport lounge in Australia. And I said, what can I do to help people as this chaos is breaking over us, the markets were crashing? I put this teleconference together in 20 minutes by using my laptop to schedule it and then sending out a notice to my lists. And bang, the most successful teleconference I've ever done. People all over the world dialing in and now buying the download. That's the kind of thing you have to think about. How can you provide value? How can you reinvent yourself? How can you make each day more valuable for somebody who needs your help? And that's what you should be thinking about. Not selling and not selling things. And like Willie said before, features and benefits. That's not where it's at. Work backwards from how you're going to improve somebody's condition.
Once you do that, you've got an unbelievable opportunity to create wealth in America. Now, as you create the money, as you create the business, what are the things that you encourage people to do once they start to make some money?
Well, and by the way, you know, you have that great line, only takes a minute to change your life, right?
Yes.
Only takes a minute to change somebody else's life, too.
That's right.
You know? And so once you start making money, here's what you have to look at. You have to look at putting money away in this order. Number one. Got to put away your regular living expenses, okay? That doesn't mean you buy seven boats like some of these people caught in this financial mess. You put away money for living expenses. Number two, you put away money for extraordinary expenses you know you're going to have, say a college fund or health care. Third thing is you put money away for retirement. People make a big mistake. The boomer generation has made a huge mistake in that they haven't put enough money away for retirement. And the fourth thing you do then is you put money away, what I call a slush fund, for impulse purchases, for vacations, for things to enjoy in life. And that's how you put money away every year. And that's what you have to be looking at. Now, I want to say something to all you listeners, Willie.
Yes.
And this is another one of my trademarks. T-I-A-A-B-B. T-I-A-A-B-B. There is always a bigger boat.
I love it. There is always a bigger boat.
Don't get into the competitive framework. You live your life for yourself, for your own discretionary time. I was down in St. Bart's on vacation, and there were six of these yachts tied up, 25 million, 28 million, 30 million, 32 million. Each one was 6 foot, you know, bigger than the last one. Who cares? And there were another two dozen out in the harbor couldn't fit in. There's always a bigger boat. If you're going to try to get the biggest boat, you're going to be disappointed, and you're always going to see yourself as a failure. Give yourself a chance to succeed against your own standards, not somebody else's standards.
I love it. 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 And so you've given people some strategies on how to take the money and grow it and how to make the money and how to think and down. What are you telling the people in this teleseminar? Just a couple of quick things at the dismal, how to go up in dismal times.
Well, for example, I gave them 10 steps that they can think about and go through that will help them develop business if that's what they want to do. So just as an example, you have to create perceptions of market advantage. That is, you have to demonstrate to people why it's advantageous to deal with you and not the competition and not somebody else. You have to contact everybody you know. You have to talk to past clients, past prospects, friends. I'll give you a simple example, Willie. You and I and a lot of people listening refer people to our doctors, our accountants, our dentists all the time as a professional courtesy. They seldom refer people to us. You know why? They don't know what the heck we do. And that's because we don't ask. We don't tell them. We don't ask for referrals. But referral business is the coinage of the realm of any entrepreneur, anybody in professional services. So you have to do that on a regular basis. You have to take contrarian positions, the kind of thing you said before. Sometimes it's not even so much as standing out in the crowd, but just holding your ground as the crowd recedes around you and they get scared. But if you can stand out there, like I said, you have to be unique, you just have to be good, and you have to make sure that people recognize that you're good. You have to take leadership positions, whether it's for pro bono work, contributing to charity, civic in the community, but you have to be seen as a leader. And leaders are people who are willing to stand out in the crowd. Leaders are people who are willing to take positions, to make decisions, and to take risks. And then that leads me to the final really important thing, and that is, somebody said once, how can you stand up to these powerful executives in these huge suites in the most powerful organizations in the world? And I had to think about that for a few minutes, and I finally realized, I'm not afraid of failure. You can't be afraid of failure. It's the worst fear there is. And that fear, it's almost like depression. It masks talent. It diminishes talent. You can't be afraid of failing. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, I've been thrown out of better rooms than this.
I love it. I love it. You know, you have put in such a capsize. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and I just want to give you a last 2 minutes just to say what any closing thoughts and any closing ideas you want to share with folks.
God, I appreciate that opportunity, Willie. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for having me here. I respect your work. I think you've done a great job for people, and just to be part of this is very rewarding. So I want to thank you for that. The second thing is, I'd like to tell people that you're much more in control of your fate and your destiny than you think. You got to stay away from people who are downers and who see themselves as victims and see you as a victim. There is no they out there. Listen to my series, The Writing on the Wall, which is a video series on my website or it's even on YouTube, and you'll find what I think about this, and that is that you control your destiny. And you control your destiny by taking a look around at the value you have and who can use it and how you can help them use it. It's very simple, but not enough people do that because they're afraid. And if you think about what Willie said at the very top of the show, we all need to be thankful just for being here, just for God's gift to allow us to be here and to enjoy our loved ones and to enjoy this wonderful life. Why not take a risk? Why not believe in yourself? It's the easiest and best thing you can do, and you can start doing that right now.
Wow. Wonderful. Folks, go to summitconsulting.com. Get the books, the tapes, the videos, get the blogs, get the stuff from Alan Weiss. It will change your life. I'm telling you, it will change your life. I've seen people's lives and businesses dramatically change. Alan, thank you for being on with me today, buddy.
Thank you, Willie. It's always great.
I will look forward to talking to you soon. Folks, you're listening to Willie Jolly on XM 169 The Power, where we bring the best and the brightest each and every week and help you to grow your faith, your future, your finances, your family, and your possibilities. And remember, the best is yet to come.